Hello and a very warm welcome to episode 11 of the Cardiff Podcast. My name is Alistair Love. This week's podcast is a bit of a bite-sized football special. I managed to squeeze in a couple of hours at last weekend's FAW coaching conference at the Celtic Manor, sitting in on various presentations and Q&As on the Saturday morning from football legends such as Ian Rush. Hugely enjoyable it was too. It was a packed conference with hundreds of delegates, but I managed to grab a word or two with two footballing legends from different eras. First up, I had a chat with Alan Curtis, who played for both Swansea and Cardiff and remains one of the finest players I've been lucky enough to watch in the flesh. He scored the best goal, too, I've ever seen live or on the box in the Welsh Cup final for Cardiff against Wrexham at the Vetch in 1988. He was a total gent as he reflected on Swansea's relegation, Cardiff's promotion and just how hard it is to stay in the Premier League. We also touched on coaching in the modern era, the state of Welsh football and, of course, that goal. I then caught 5 minutes with someone totally rocking a Wales shirt, only David Bloody Ginola of France, Newcastle and Tottenham fame, who was almost ridiculously charming and obliging. Really fantastic to catch up with him, so we had a quick chat on all things coaching before the conference got underway again, and it all sounded very much like this. It's been a hell of a season for Swansea and Cardiff, because I would see you as a legend for both clubs. How does it feel for a Swansea to go down and to see Cardiff go up?
it's hard, isn't it? It's not going down well, probably, in Swansea. But
no.
I mean, for us personally as a club, I mean, I'm talking about Swansea, it was really shattering blow for us. You know, we'd been in the league for 7 years and we really wanted to prolong it as long as we could. And I mean, for me personally, we worked so hard to get into the league and then almost threw it up right at the end. You know, we looked as if we had got out of safe. We were climbing out of into
that great
safety.
Run, didn't
we did. You know, we went about 9 or 10 games when Carlos first came in. We were 5 points clear. We were probably looking up to the towards the middle of the table if anything. But then the last 9 games, you know, it all just fell away. And certainly the last week, you know, it all just literally collapsed right in front of us. And it was a bit of a blow for everybody, and it probably doesn't help the fact that, you know, Cardiff have been promoted. But to be honest, I think that we're probably more, you know, not concerned about ourselves, but I mean, just the ramifications of us going down into the Premier League, because it's made a huge amount to the city. To say 7 years, you know, we were sort of written off just about every season during that time, you know, that we were favourites to go down.
And there's no experts like football fans, as we know. But from an inside point of view, just how hard is it to stay in the Premier League?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think that the big clubs especially are getting bigger and bigger. And I think even the so-called smaller clubs, they look as if they're spending an awful lot of money. We've had new American owners with us. You have to say that they've been disappointed a little bit since they've come in. And of course, you know, we face the prospect now going into the Championship, which, you know, we know from sort of not that far long ago what a tough league it is. You know, there's lots of big clubs there, and it's a big challenge. There's far more games. You play Saturday Tuesday on a regular basis, so we know it's going to be a really tough job to actually get back into the Premier League. And we're probably faced with the prospect as well of losing some of our key players, our best players, without a manager at the moment as well. Carlos has moved on. So we know that we have to get a new manager in, you know, fairly quickly. It's got to be the right manager, but there's enough time to sort of, you know, to put a squad together to make some sort of challenge next year.
So we're here, obviously, it's the FAW Coaches Conference. Where do you think we are in coaching? It's an interesting time now. It seems to me, listening to some of the presentations, that the science has come far more into it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's since when I was a player, certainly when I first started as a coach, I mean, you know, you certainly don't get the information. The information available to coaches and to players. I think players actually demand all this knowledge as well now. They need to know about the opposition. They need to know about the team formations. They need just about and everything is available to them. You know, we have at our club, and I'm saying in most clubs, they've all got their iPads, so all the information is downloaded to them, so we know exactly, you know, what they are due to face the weekend. I think at times it's almost information overload, but you know, it's the modern player and it's the modern game. Certainly a lot different to when I played. It was, you know, so when we were in the lower leagues going back a couple of years ago, you'd almost, you know, there was no information on the opposition. You'd almost read the Sunday papers to look for a team, and or possibly you'd ring friends,
yeah,
would maybe play them a couple of weeks previously, and yeah, likewise they would phone you up, you know, for opposition, yeah, that they were due to play. So, you know, it was
world,
much more. I think probably teams probably played same type of system as well. You know, it was like a 4-4-2, and I think everybody sort of played, yeah, more or less the same way. So you knew what you were going to come up against. There was nothing too drastic, just maybe couple of changes of personnel.
And going back to the overall thing with the coaches' conference there, what sort of state do you think Welsh football is in? And I really want you to reflect on that in a sense, because Cardiff gone up, Swansea have gone down. Is that a major thing, or is that less important than we give it credit for in terms of where the Welsh game is at the moment?
I think it's great for Welsh football. You know, it'd be fantastic if we were both,
yeah,
if we were both definitely in the Premier League. You know, it says, I mean, we have gained so much recognition from the fact that we played in the Premier League. For simple things like going on holidays, you know, if you said you were from Wales, people wouldn't know where you were, say 7-8 years ago. But if you say Wales, and even then they might hesitate, but if you say you're from Swansea, they could rattle off all the names of the players.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Cardiff will find that.
Yeah.
They have had one season in the Premier League, but it's such a massive league.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I think Cardiff are a little bit like Swansea in terms of, you know, the number of Welsh players in both teams.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be a huge amount.
I think this is my point, really, because we always say, I'll be great for Welsh football. However, fans are interested in the game, whoever's playing, it actually doesn't matter who represents. We'd prefer it if it was more Welsh players.
It carries, to have two Welsh clubs means that we carry in, you know, the flags of Wales into the Premier League. You know, we did it for 7 years, Cardiff have obviously got the opportunity now. But it would be nice if there were more Welsh players sort of playing. I mean, we've had the likes of Joe Allen, Ben Davies, Ashley Williams, Neil Taylor. Like a young boy, Connor, now Connor Roberts, sort of just broken through into the squad. But we could do, you know, I think Cardiff would, you know, I'm sure fans of Cardiff would say exactly the same.
Yeah.
Even though it probably doesn't matter, they're in the Premier League.
I don't think it does matter, but we would love to see more. Well, of course we would, wouldn't we?
There's nothing like him in the Premier League. You know, we love the big signings, you know, we love to go and spend, splash out. But there's nothing better than a local boy coming through, and especially a young Welsh player, be it at Swansea or Cardiff.
Yeah. Oh no, I'd agree with you totally. I've got to indulge in some shameless reminiscing before we sign off and think back to your Cardiff days. What's the best goal you've ever scored? And you're going to give me an answer, but I might have to argue with you on it. But in your mind, what's the best goal you ever scored?
The best goal I ever scored certainly for Cardiff would be the Welsh Cup final.
I'm so glad you said that.
We played Wrexham, strangely down the Vetch.
Yeah.
We beat them 2-0, I think, that day.
I was there.
So that probably, you know, it was running, you know, started with a drag back, and then you ended up with a left foot finish in front of all the Cardiff fans behind
back
the goal.
In
so
that end, yeah.
So that was that was great. That was, you know, we'd won promotion that year. And of course the fact that we won the Welsh Cup means that we were, you know, the club were back in Europe.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be probably probably my best goal, certainly for Cardiff.
Yeah. What about elsewhere then? Because for me, it's still one of the best goals I've ever seen, period. So, sorry, I'm gushing a bit, but I'm thinking back to that goal. It had everything, didn't it, that goal?
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess the goal that probably means more to me was, you know, when we got into the old First Division when I was a player, and we played Leeds United, which again was one of my former clubs.
Yeah.
And then we beat them 5-1, and then, you know, I scored probably not the best goal, but certainly the most memorable goal that I ever scored. You know, the fact that we beat Leeds 5-1 against an old team.
I can see it in my mind.
First game ever in the top flight. I mean, that for me was, you know, I've often sort of described the scene. If the gates had been open, I'd been off down the Mumbles Road and nobody would have ever seen me again.
And from a fan's perspective, how do you reflect it? I mean, do these goals, do you think about them most days? I mean, do you reminisce on them frequently?
They occasionally pop up now and again. You know, my son sort of would pop up on Twitter. I don't really do social media, to be honest. I'm that generation. But yeah, they come up and it's always nice to see them.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it'd be nice if a couple of them were more coloured ones, but
The Welsh Cup one is so grainy, you can barely see it.
They're great memories, you know. And it's funny, Oshin sort of hinted upon it, really. You tend to think that football only started since the Premier League.
That's right.
But of course, they were fantastic days before that.
And
you know, we'd all love the money these days, I mean, all the ex-players, but I doubt if any one of them prefer to play in this era than the era that they played.
Yeah,
you know, they were great times. And,
great! And just seeing some of Rushy's goals, that was fantastic, wasn't it?
And you look at the pitches as well that we used to play on.
Yeah.
You know, you can imagine the players that, you know, we could have been, especially with the preparations they get now in terms of diet and sports science. Plus the pitches, you know, I mean, tackling is really, you know, you don't really tackle these days.
Virtually non-contact.
Non-contact sport, almost.
And just finally then, Alan, thanks so much for speaking to me. Where are we with the Welsh national team right now? Because obviously the change to Ryan Giggs, Chris going out, it was an amazing, the Euros.
Yeah.
So where do you think we are?
Well, it's a good young team. I think it seems to be another young generation of players coming through. I think Welsh football is in a really healthy state. Mm. We could do with a couple of more players playing in the Premier League a bit more regularly.
Yeah.
And as I say, Cardiff, if they could provide a little bit more. The emphasis is on us in the Championship. Can we, strangely enough, a couple of the young Welsh players may get the opportunity now to play in the Championship rather than the Premier League.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's in a really healthy state. Ryan obviously is a new young manager, but you could hardly call him inexperienced.
No,
you
exactly.
you spend for all the 20 odd years at Manchester United. I mean, that is, you know, you gain so much experience playing for a club like that.
Yeah.
And it will prepare him, I'm sure, absolutely for the, you know, it's a big task for the Welsh job.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely, you know, the little bit of stick, Ryan, you know, when he first appointed, but I think he's a terrific appointment, and I'm sure he'll do really well.
I think winning some games will shut all that up, to be
honest.
Of course.
That's it. That's all you've got to do as a football manager, win games.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for speaking to the Cardiff podcast. Alan's really tremendous.
Thank you
very much.
My pleasure.
Right, so I'm catching up with David Ginola, who's here at the FAW Coaches Conference. Thank you so much for taking time out to speak to me, David. What is your role here? What are you doing here today?
We actually arrived yesterday. We had a Q&A with Saul Campbell on stage with Roger Roberts. And, you know, it's being there because I've been involved with the Welsh Federation towards the badges, obviously.
I see. So you're doing your coaching through the FAW?
Yeah, well, right. I'm on finalising my A licence.
Right.
And going on the pro after that, so it's the whole process, and I guess all the people in the room today are aiming for the same thing. Obviously we're all coming from a different world, because football is the same world,
but
when you have been playing top level, people playing in conference, so we all from a different world.
It's fantastic to see you in a Welsh shirt. I wish that could have happened.
Yeah, well, I've been wearing the Welsh shirt for some times now.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's great. So, what is your managerial ambition or coaching ambition?
Well, it's becoming a manager. You have to take a lot of things in consideration.
Yeah.
You have to also look at all the different aspects of the game, because the game itself has changed significantly in the last 10-15 years. You're not dealing with the players the same way you did in the 90s, or even more in the 80s. So everything is completely different. And the things you learn here is not actually... it's the basics of the job.
Yeah.
The things in terms of coaching, but what you should do towards the players. And after, I think if you want to become a great manager, the greatest manager are the ones who are actually dealing with the players in the best way possible, in a psychological aspect. And I think this is not something you learn, because we are actually all different.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to coach or manage players and teams all different in different ways. So.
What do you think's been the biggest change then since you were a player? Because I guess you're referring to when you were a player, you would have managers who rant and rave. Can they just not do that now with players?
Well, the main difference is actually the money the players they received earlier than we did.
Yeah.
We have to wait until 26, 27, 28 years old before you know, starting to be seen as really top players. In terms of earnings, these days you can be 18, 19, earning a lot of money. So it changed the view on the entire game and how to deal with young players like that. How you gonna bring your philosophy? How you gonna be understood by the players as a team coach or manager? anything you need to do actually is about towards the winning games, having a good spirit in the dressing room, thinking about the things you get in the past, like playing for a club is being part of a family, being all together. There's no differences between, you know, you have to mix up with the fans, the board.
Yeah.
So it's so many things to take in consideration compared to being a player. Yeah. When you're a player, you train, you finish training, you're back home, play the game on a Saturday. Yeah. When you're a manager, you step back, you have a look on the training session, you prepare the following one the next day, the next game, the next season. Yeah. So you're always in charge, and it takes more time in terms of involvement.
And so there was quite a good debate about old and new in terms of techniques, training, etc. Who did you learn most from when you were playing? What manager was the most influential?
I think you get a lot from everyone. The good things, the bad things. So you use everything for you as if you want to become a manager or coach. I guess all your experiences are good. Good or bad, they are all good, because you know what you actually liked, you know what you disliked, and you know, towards the future, you're just thinking, well, this is something I will never do, or I will take this because I think this is very interesting.
It's almost just as important, what not to do, yeah?
Everything. Yeah. That's why I think more experience you've got, more things you have in your baggage, in your luggage to go with you as a new career as a manager or coach, because all experiences are benefits.
Well, David, it's been fantastic to see you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on the Cardiff podcast. I wish you all the best in your coaching career. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So there we go. Alan Curtis and David Ginola. So it was a real treat to speak to those two. They were both total gentlemen as well. And I heartily recommend looking up the goals that they've scored. That Alan Curtis goal, as I said earlier, still the best goal I've ever seen. Takes a little bit of finding on YouTube. Not that much, actually. If you put Cardiff Wrexham Alan Curtis goal into YouTube, it will come up. I'll put a link on my Twitter feed on that, at Cardiff Pod. So keep an eye out for that. And watch and weep, because it really is a cracker. And obviously, David Ginola was a much more modern era style player, so you will see umpteen examples of his genius on YouTube if you look it up. Well worth a look, as he was an extraordinarily good player as well. But I must say also a big thanks to Gareth Rogers from FAW Trust and Jane Thomas from Jane Thomas PR, who got me that precious couple of hours at the FAW Coaches Conference. Hugely, hugely appreciated. But for now, that's it. Next week, we have Sean King, who will be talking to me about all things presenting, acting and Welsh media. And that's a really lively, engaging chat. She's cracking value. But for now, thanks very much for listening to the Cardiff podcast. Cheers.